I am joined by my colleague in banter, who is in Toronto, Matt Bellany. Hello, Matt.
Hello from Canada.
So we are doing, for the second time in a few weeks, what I would call an emergency banter. We had previously recorded banter, but over the weekend, a gigantic story dropped. Most people have undoubtedly heard by now that Ronan Farrow struck again in The New Yorker, a follow-up story to his initial piece on Leslie Moonves. This one filled with incredibly damning detail about attacks that were violent and graphic descriptions of totally unacceptable illegal conduct, forcing women into sexual acts that they did not want to be involved with. And very quickly, the lights went out at CBS for Les Moonves, which is something that just a few months ago would have seemed absolutely impossible.
Right. I mean, this one is different. This is not like the other Me Too situations, because this is the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, the first one to be toppled by Me Too type allegations. And he is a legend in the industry. I mean, this is someone who has been at CBS for 24 years, before that running Warner Brothers Television. He's responsible for some of the biggest hits in the history of television. New York Magazine once called him Mr. Television. So the fact that within the span of 2 months, this person has been erased from the industry, it is a pretty shocking development.
Yeah, you know, and this comes as he is locked in this, he had been locked in this fight with Shari Redstone, whose father, Sumner, had created this empire of CBS and Viacom. For a long time, Les Moonves wanted nothing more than to run both halves of the Redstone empire. But as time went on and the business started to shift so dramatically, Viacom became a very troubled company. Also, there was a lot of mismanagement under the leadership, so-called leadership of Philippe Domon. Shari Redstone got rid of Philippe Domon a couple of years ago. And then the question was, would she merge Viacom with CBS? And by then, ironically, Moonves no longer wanted this. He saw Viacom as a big drag on his company, and he fought it. And he fought it eventually in court, tooth and claw. I think that it's really hard for a CEO or a chairman of a company to fight off somebody who basically owns the controlling interest in that company. But in this case, I think it would have been maybe possible just because of the position you talked about that Moonves enjoyed in this industry, and the fact that Viacom was troubled, and Shari Redstone has an obligation to run both with an eye to protecting shareholders, which would have made it harder to force a CBS-Viacom merger over the objections of Les Moonves and his board. But as it turns out, this came about as the culture became such that finally these mostly, you know, quite old allegations, but very serious allegations finally emerged. And Shari Redstone was enabled to take over control of both CBS Now and Viacom.
Yeah, and there's been speculation about the timing of all this. You know, yes, the allegations have coincided with this boardroom battle. And some have speculated that perhaps Shari Redstone or her people have been involved in either helping Ronan Farrow or outright digging up their own dirt on him. I don't know if that's true. I know that Ronan denies that and Shari Redstone denies that. But I know a lot of CBS loyalists do think that there was some involvement from Shari Redstone's camp in this stuff coming out. Obviously, it doesn't make the allegations any less serious than they are. But the future here is becoming at least, I think, a little bit clearer now. I mean, I think we will have either a sell-off of one or both of these companies, whether they're combined or whether they're sold separately. I think most analysts believe that the state of media right now means that CBS would be an attractive entity for a bigger telecom or tech company to buy, or a traditional player that might want to bulk up. And then the Viacom networks and Paramount Pictures also might be attractive to one of these companies that's trying to get in the content space.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny because, you know, Rich Greenfield is an analyst who's pushed for this combination of Viacom and CBS. But then you say, is that big enough to compete? And even he acknowledges that is not a combination, even though it's a big company, in the world where Disney is buying Fox and AT&T has acquired Time Warner. Big takes on a whole different meaning. So, yes, the business has shifted and the future is murky. I think the challenge, you know, the many people at CBS are are kind of panic-stricken at the prospect of Sherry Redstone controlling the company. There are a lot of Les Moonves loyalists there who helped to make this a company that was outstanding in terms of results for many years. And, you know, what was once such a point of pride for these people is now, it's just been kind of destroyed as far as, you know, I worked for CBS for Les Moonves is no longer something you want to talk about that much at a cocktail party. And going forward, they're afraid that there's going to be a purge. And I assume Sherry Redstone, who today is, you know, observing the Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year with her family, will make a move very soon to try to at least calm the nerves at CBS.
Yeah, I think that there will absolutely be either a purge or an exodus or just significant turnover there. The question is, will they do what Amazon did when their content chief, Roy Price, was ousted for harassment allegations and bring in a female CEO, a female content chief to run the operation there? And I think that's probably a big likelihood.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad commentary that I can't think off the top of my head of that many candidates who could be at that level, but we'll see if they manage to do it. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter.